This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and it's good today again to be with you. It's good to always be able to bring something from the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God. Last time I was reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, I was reading the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I want to go back there again today to think of some additional thoughts concerning this lovely story. Just read it again. Luke chapter 10 and verse 30, it says, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.'" Last time we thought of the sad condition of the man leaving Jerusalem, going towards Jericho, going in the wrong direction. Indeed, it's the natural condition of all mankind to go in the wrong direction, as the scriptures tell us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And there was much danger for the man going the wrong direction. We read about how he was attacked. He was stripped of his clothing. He was wounded. Well, everything was stolen, and he was left to die at the side of the road. And so there he was, helpless, and we noticed a word there. The word is half dead, only appearing here in the whole of the Bible, with the thought, well, if no one helps him, he's going to die. But if someone helps him, he will survive. It looked as if no one was going to help whenever the religious priest and the religious Levite passed by on the other side. But we read these lovely words, "But a certain Samaritan," who was on a journey with a purpose, had compassion and did all that was necessary for the healing of the poor, wounded man. And when he helped him there on the spot, did all that was necessary, then he took him on his journey to a place of care. And there, as he had to leave on the next day, he left him in the hands of the innkeeper. He gave him some money and said to the innkeeper, "If you use more than this, when I come again, I will repay you." Last time we thought of various lessons that we could learn from this story. Lessons like, don't go the wrong way. Don't do the devil's work. Don't ignore the needs of others. Be a good Samaritan. Help those who are good Samaritans. And then I thought of the ultimate lesson being Jesus himself is the ultimate good Samaritan. And last time, as we thought of the end of the story and asked the question, what did the poor man need for his healing? What did he need to do to arrive at the place of care? And all he needed to do was trust the Good Samaritan. And what a lovely picture this is of the gospel. The Good Samaritan, who bent over, came so low to lift the poor man up, even to his own animal, and to take him to where he needed to be. And this is like the Lord Jesus Christ, who came on a journey that began in heaven, brought him to the world, and then it ultimately led him to the cross at Calvary. And this was his ultimate humility, that he would come to such humility. The Bible says, even the death of the cross, that he might lift us up, that he might rescue us, that he might save us from our sins and eventually take us to be where he is in heaven. And we need to trust him. The poor man could do nothing for himself. He was dependent on someone else to help him. When we think of people, we try perhaps to be religious, but in religion, in the story, there was no solution because the priest went past on the other side. Some people tried to be good, but the Levite didn't help either. He passed by on the other side. It's a matter of trust, trusting in the one who only can save us. And then we think of him bringing him to the inn and taking care of him there and leaving on the next day. And this reminds me of the Savior who came so low to the extent of the death of the cross. The Bible says even the death of the cross. But after his death on the cross, he was raised from the dead to live again, but not only to live again, but to go up again to where he was before he went up to heaven. But we see from the story, before the Samaritan left the scene, he promised that he would come again. This reminds me of Jesus, who promised before he went away that he would come again. I'm thinking of his words in John 14, verse 6, when he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." He was talking to his disciples, those who believed in him. And he said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And so in the story, as the man leaves to go on his journey, leaving the poor man in the care of the innkeeper, he promised that he would come again. And the innkeeper would be rewarded for his care of the wounded man. And this would speak to me of Christians, of those who have already believed in Christ as their Savior. Any work that is done for the Savior will be rewarded at his coming again. And then I also think about the attitude of the man who was rescued as he heard the words of the Samaritan as he left. As he left, he said that he would come again. And I think of the thoughts of that man as he would recover, as he would improve, and as he would expectantly look again for the return of the man who had done everything for him. And those of us who are believers in Christ today, as we think of him coming here to where we are, as we think of him rescuing us, as we think of him saving us, as we think of him going up to heaven again with the promise that he will come again to receive us, to be with him where he is. What a thought, what a hope, what an expectation should be in the heart of the children of God as we think of him coming again. When the poor man would think, "I'm going to see him again, the man who did everything for me." We know, of course, as Christians, we've never seen him physically. Peter says, although you haven't seen him, yet you love him. And that is true. And the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. And we have a hope. We have a hope that he will come again. Of course, in worldly terms, when we think of hope, hope is a nice thought and hope is an expectation. But with the earthly thought of the word hope, it's not certain. But it's not like this in the Bible. For in the Bible, we read of a sure and a certain hope, because the one who did go away did say that he will come again. And he is the one who is the truth. He is the one who cannot lie. And so we need to be prepared. We need to be ready for his coming again. And we can be prepared for his coming again by putting our trust only in him for salvation. And then we can look for our Lord from heaven. This is the message today from the parable of the Good Samaritan. I want to thank you for listening. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.